None of us took a traditional route to get to the National Football League. Myself, I wasn't skilled enough to play at a high level football, but that didn't stop my dream from becoming into the NFL, evaluating players, and hopefully one day being in the position I am now. So I think it's important that all of us keep our eye on the ball in terms of schoolwork, hard work, determination, making sure that everyone here is on a path where nobody can get you off it, because there are a lot of distractions in life. Not everyone's going to be able to play professional sports. So you have to have kind of parallel lines of thought right here. What are you going to do if that doesn't work out? You got to be prepared for all eventualities. And that's one of the things we try to prepare our players for, too. At some point, it's going to end. You know, you don't see a lot of 50-year-old professional football players. I guess Roger Clemens is trying to play baseball at 50, but not a lot of NFL players playing. So you're going to have to do something else in your life. So find something you're interested in. Find something you're passionate about and go for it.
And there's going to be a lot of people saying you can't do it, but, you know, everyone told me I was too short since I was, you know, going into middle school playing football. You're too short to play middle school football. You know, you just got to prove them wrong. Keep that in the back of your head. And I always did, and it still happens to me today. But look where I am.
So. You know, both Chad and I used our education, to move on. To play college football was a dream of ours. We got to play college football, but go to a big university, big schools, and earn a great degree that no matter what happened.